The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Monday morning, it's the 21st of December. It is 4 minutes past nine, we're here till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551, you can email ryan@rte.ie. And yeah, good to have you with us today. It's a beautiful morning out there. It was an extraordinary day yesterday, beautiful walking weather if you didn't get out there. Well, do you know what, it's too late now. What to do, where to go, we've so much to discuss this morning, so let's get busy. I, like everyone else watching the news last night, did your heart not sink? The way we were getting a little teary looking at several aspects of the news. One was there was an old folks home at one point and everyone was there in their chairs sitting outside. People in the communities coming up to the doors singing and giving it the Christmas spirit, and the older members of the society were just sitting back and smiling and enjoying it. And sometimes when you see it like that up close, you just it just reminds you of it all. Especially when you don't have it in your house, you have to see it sometimes to learn what other people are going through. And then, well, I've been listening to the news at 1 o'clock, and then I was listening, watching the news again last night, and seeing people on Zoom and FaceTime, whatever they were doing, into the news saying that they can't travel that very short journey from Britain to Ireland, to home across the Irish Sea. It's a very small stretch of water in the great scheme of things, and to not get home can only be heartbreaking. And there's this funny vibe going on where people are saying, yeah, but this madly virulent strain that seems to be going ape in Britain at the moment is it's highly unlikely, with maybe what 16 flights in from the UK yesterday, that it's not going to be thereabouts. But look, that's, we just have to deal with that. They've shut it down for 48 hours, probably too late, but that's what it is. And those who got in like the Indiana Jones hat factor. But those that didn't are facing a very tough time. And, you know, you think it's 24 hours, it's Christmas Day. It's not. It's more than that. It's an event. It's a memory. It's the heart. And it is, as we said before, for some, it's possibly their last. And for some, it's the first with the grandchild, or, you know, it's all these moments are tied up in it. It's tied up in the past as much as the present. But the good news is that the future will be okay, and that there will be a normal Christmas next year, and that it won't seem as bad. But that doesn't make it any easier for people who are sitting over in the UK. As my oldest said to me on the couch, how would you do? How would you feel if I was one of those people ringing home saying, I'm not coming home? And I said, don't even say it. I said, don't actually even say it, because I couldn't handle it. And that's me as the dad. Could you imagine what it must be like to be the person, the daughter or the son, going, I can't get home? Everyone's, it's just everyone's, and all our nerves are gone anyway. Let's not forget that bit, for the most part. It's tough. But there's goodness about the place. And let me just say briefly about the Late Late Show Busk on Friday. If we go back to it, we're going through an inventory of what happened. January hit. No COVID, no talk of it. And we had Billy and Lenley Holland on talking about their beautiful child, Emmeline, and remembering her. And we asked people to raise funds. And I remember sitting and looking at each other in the green room saying, Billy, look, it's hit 500,000 euro. It got to 750,000 euro that night. It was absolutely a knockout. And then the COVID scenario hit, and the Late Late Show, we were talking, can we go on? Should we go on? Is there a show? Is there an appetite for people to watch the programme? There was, and the crew and the team kept it on the show, and the show on the road, and the guests kept coming, and it was magnificent. ISPCC, where the Hosier came in for that, and Gavin James came in for Alone, and Daniel Magella came in for Vincent DePaul, and Jeremy Irons spoke for the Hope Foundation, Dermot Kennedy about the Capuchin Day Centre, and Paul O'Connell about Barnardo's and Barrettstown, and Brendan Gleeson and his son Fergus talked to us about St. Francis Hospice, and Women in Harmony raised money for Safe Ireland. All those weeks, that tallied up to a total, just so you know, at the end of the year, what you have done. That made a total of 6.5 million euro for charities around the country. Remarkable. And then we thought, having spoken on this programme on the radio to Saoirse McHugh, the girl whose leg had to be amputated, And inspired by her story, we set up the Toy Show Appeal. On one night, we made, thanks to you, 6.5 million euro. And 3 million will go to the chosen charities, and the other half will go to children's charities around the country. We'll give you more details of that in January. And I have to say, just when you thought you couldn't ask again, we just had one more go with the Simon community. The busk had to be cancelled, and we invited the artists, and they all came in on Friday night for the Friday night show. And just to let you know that sum total was from Friday alone was 1.5 million again. I don't know where I got it from. I was only talking to my friends Viv and Mary on the pier yesterday. I bumped into them and we were talking about the famine documentary. And I was saying, I think all that funding raising from Irish people is linked, because I think we have this innate sense of helping people who are just out of luck. But I did want to say thank you on behalf of the programme, the producers, Catherine Drowan and Jane Murphy, leading from the top. Brilliant, wonderful team, great crew. But most importantly to you, the Irish people, and to those of you who call Ireland home, thank you. Is as simple as just when in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the madness, consistently and always come good is just remarkable. So, as I say, thank you. And to all those people who work for those charities, thank you for all the work you're doing. I just feel as we've got three more mornings on the program here, let's be a little more reflective. And on my part, very personally, the gratitude is without end. And it's been the most humbling year of my life, and I hope that watching people's kindness and generosity, that we can learn something from this crazy. So thank you again. Like I say, I really mean it. 51551 is the text number this morning, which brings me to the texts are flying in already from people who are do you know what, they're just worried about not having met or seen people for so long, and I totally understand that. And you know what, you're entitled to have an old rant, and you're entitled to have an old cry. Again, there's nothing wrong with any of these things at all. But as the text says, look, I know it's tough for people not getting home, but we are facing into a Christmas without a very dear family member who died over the summer, and there will be other Christmases for people. So be grateful for what you have and make your own little Christmas. And I think that's a fair point, because there are so many people who are without their loved ones this Christmas after what happened this year, as we know. 2,000 of our fellow citizens didn't make it to the end of the year, and we've got to be cognizant of that. And the text says, my daughter and her husband were due to come home for Christmas. Haven't seen them in over a year. I spoke to my daughter yesterday, and I was so proud of you, Lou, trying to ease my heartache by telling me it's not important when we meet, but that we are around to meet. That echoes what the other person said, that we are actually up and upstanding and present. So love you, Lou and Dave, says that message. Well said. Two wonderful men, says Elizabeth, picked up my 93-year-old husband, Michael, on Moorhampton Road last week. It's in Donnybrook nearby here. He fell. And he cut himself, but he's okay. I just wanted to say thank you, and they deserve a happy Christmas and a healthy new year. We appreciate your kindness to him. Well, that's nice to hear those stories of kindness in a world gone mad. There was a great comment by a woman who works obviously at a makeup counter, and she's sending out her sympathy to men who try to buy makeup. This is not a wise thing for a man really to do. But she says the clueless boyfriends who come into the beauty counters at Christmas are the best. Honestly, they have my heart. A man asked me for the foundation yesterday. The foundation. He's thinking there was only one shade. And to be honest with you, I'm with him. I didn't know there was more, but they were. When I showed him all the shades, he just put himself laughing and said, "Ah, well, at least I tried." And I probably headed off to the gastropub as a direct result. And another, which I quite liked, some might have seen it doing the rounds, is two men hugging each other. Look, in a moment of sincere sympathy and pity, and the saying above it says, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop trying to track that package. It's in God's hands now." How many of you are waiting for a package that could be in a depot somewhere, anywhere, and you're just hoping upon hope that it's going to get here? But in light of the other things we've been talking about already this morning, the package can wait. But nevertheless, it's the effort. It's the thought, is it not, that counts? I see Paul Reid of the HSE was tweeting over the weekend. Some real concern, he said, this weekend. But taking positive and protective actions is better than living in fear. We'll continue to work hard in the HSE to protect people through Christmas and beyond. Please help us too. and we will get there together. And that is a good message from, as I say, Paul Reid and in the HSE. Liam Gallagher tweeted, come on, Mayo, come on, you know. And he obviously didn't have a great weekend because, he even said, Gaelic football rules better than the I've been watching in the Premier League recently. It's pure passion. So obviously a big fan of what they're doing. Hard luck, by the way, to Mayo. Well done to Dublin, multiplied by two. Obviously two teams, two big results at the weekend. Sorry for Mayo's troubles, but it just didn't seem to be something that was... dare I say it ever going to happen? But I didn't want to say that because I really believed it might. Just in this year of weirdness, I thought it might. They might have pulled it out of the bag, but they didn't. Jane was on to say, I'm listening to you this morning outside my son's school, ready to go and see my beautiful premature babies in the community hospital and wondering about all these people coming home for Christmas. I'm a community nurse, born in Wales, kidnapped by an Irishman 12 years ago. I have an amazing mama and brother in Wales, and I took the decision in August to go over to Wales to have my Christmas at home as I knew I wouldn't get home. I really don't understand why people didn't see this coming. I'm not that clever. Family is really not just for Christmas. I know, I don't rub it in, Jane, just because you're organised. The rest of us... we're just living on a day to day. No one really could have foreseen anything, in fairness. But yeah, you did the right thing. I'll give you that. That's for sure. Mark O'Brien from Access Ballymun was tweeting to say that Christmas Eve, 7 p.m, exclusively on Access Ballymun Facebook and YouTube, Bosco will read the night before Christmas. So that is a big deal. Well done to them. And... Jean Carney, good morning, Jean. I haven't spoken to heard from Jean for a while, but she says, you've been tugging at the tear ducts all last week, and you're right when you say that the whole country is on the verge of tears constantly. Could you pass on my thanks, and I'm fairly sure the thanks of many more, to Dr. Tony Houlihan for his service to us all? I know many say he's doing his job, but lordy, lordy, he's done it with such a steady hand and a great personal cost, I think. His calm, reassuring demeanour means that he gets his message out without drama, and in the main, people take what he says to be the truth. And I'm certainly grateful that he's our country's chief medical officer. And that's from Jean. Well, thank you, Jean. I'm happy to pass that on in a manner of speaking, and indeed wish Tony and his family well for Christmas. And Paul Trevo said, a beautiful thing happened at my aunt's funeral yesterday. Condolences, Paul. Directly opposite their family home, there was a big construction housing complex, and all the workmen downed tools, walked up onto the main road and formed a line of respect. Isn't that amazing? About 30 of them. And it was amazing to see, which is a very beautiful thing, because, it, as I say, this crisis has brought out so much good in people. And let's try and focus as much as that as we possibly can. During, Gerald says, during the foot and mouth disease, 1967, we couldn't come home either for Christmas. I was only 19. It was awful. But may I say, we'll have our Christmas again if we stay safe this year. Yeah, just the talk of flights and banning flights and banning, if the language getting increasingly warlike, I thought, and surviving and Christmas and will we see it out and so on. But of course we will. We just have to be strong and we have to be positive. I think that's really important. I think we have to try and keep the neg away as much as possible. Good morning to Pat Cusack from Cavan, writing to ask you to send a Christmas message to our troops serving overseas in Syria and Lebanon and other venues. My son Jason is serving in war-torn, let's not forget, Syria, based on the Golan Heights. And please send best wishes to him and comrades, mainly from Dundalk, Aiken Barracks. My son and his comrades do such an amazing job. Won't be home until April. And it'll mean a lot to the families to hear this. It might even give them a lift as they are not home until April. So happy Christmas, lads and lassies overseas, and to our troops at home on the front line in the fight against COVID. Thank you to you all, from Pat Cusack. Well, that's a great reminder to us all about our troops who are, as I say, on the front line, not only at home but also abroad. And we salute you all and we wish you all very well. And we're thinking of you and we wish you Merry Christmas. And we also are grateful to you for your service to what you do for this country and fly the flag with such pride. I think that's probably fair to say. So thank you for that, Pat. That was a very timely reminder. I'm going to read this email now because it's just in the door in a manner of speaking. And I think for those of you who are thinking, but sure, they're only in England, they'd be grand. And for those of you thinking, sure, it's only one day, they'd be grand. I think this email from an Irish nurse abroad and alone, as she describes herself at Christmas, is probably will set the tone in terms of where this is all going and where it's all come from. She says, Ryan, it's with a heavy, shattered and broken heart I write this email. I'm an Irish nurse living and working in London. I've worked with COVID and non-COVID patients over the last 10 months and have somewhat been able to stay strong and lighthearted during these turbulent times. That is until this past weekend when Boris Johnson made the announcement that we have moved to Tier 4, which means a full lockdown. When the news broke, I was in the nursing office with colleagues who have also cared for COVID and non-COVID patients, who held patients' hands in dark and empty times. And my colleagues, who are so strong, have kept me going throughout this pandemic. Each of us had plans to spend Christmas with loved ones. Christmas, in fact, was the light at the end of the tunnel for us. We restricted our movements because we work with very vulnerable and sick patients, so we had always been aware of our movements outside of work. But we looked forward to getting home and home to our loved ones. As Boris began to speak the other night, we stood speechless and we cried, knowing Christmas was effectively cancelled for us and our patients, some of whom were due to spend time at home with their loved ones. And a patient noticed I had been crying. They see everything. She comforted me with words of kindness and encouragement. It was a role reversal. And COVID had finally broken me after 10 months of getting on with it and trying to be strong. I became the vulnerable one, scared, frightened and alone. And I'm now facing the reality of a Christmas alone in every sense of the word. And right now I would wish for nothing more than to be home in Ireland with my loved ones. My heart is broken. This past weekend has been one full of tears, fear and emptiness. And this will be a Christmas like no other, but for all the wrong reasons. So please, please let 2021 bring an end to this horrible year. Stay safe and a happy Christmas from an Irish nurse abroad and alone at Christmas. And I think that's it. That's what they're feeling, our friends abroad, wherever they might be, especially a nurse of all people living and working on the front line like that. It's not an easy time at all. So our heart goes out to everybody. We urge you to stay strong. We wish you the happiest of Christmases and we'll endeavour to be here for you as much as we possibly can. We'll take some music. Bing Crosby, that song written from the perspective of a soldier serving overseas, that's appropriate, isn't it? During World War II, and he's telling his family they'll be coming home for the holiday and requests snow, mistletoe, presents in the tree, and the 39 words long song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, ends on that melancholic note with the soldier saying, I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. A song for today, how about that? And how about a nod to Bill Bailey, 55 years of age, winning Strictly Come Dancing. Good on him. I didn't watch one episode of it, but I'm delighted for him. And it is, you're right, it's good for the 50-somethings. No harm in mentioning that. Could you thank the Gardaí who helped me on the motorway outside Limerick, helped change the wheel on the car. I was on my way to Nina with my elderly father on the way to hospital. God, that's good. I like to hear this. And Lisa was on, just getting ready to deliver food hampers to people who are struggling. They are elderly people who are in mother and baby homes and institutions. And Feed Our Homeless and Finglas have supplied these hampers every week. I have a little cry every week when I finish delivering. The joy in the eyes of an 80-year-old man telling me what way he divides his food up. He sees tinned salmon and always beams with a smile. And what a wonderful people we are. Feed Our Homeless puts a smile in so many hearts every day. And we are so lucky we live in it. Generous hearted country. I'm not plugging them. I'm honestly just so grateful to every volunteer, says Lisa. Nicely put. And we had a wonderful Carols by Carlite celebration last night in Enniscorthy, says Rosemary. Instead of our usual Carols by Candlelight service, a large number of our cars congregated in the car park of the local mart, and most of the cars were lighting with Christmas lights. It was an amazing night, and all donations shared between SVP and Wexford Hospice Home Care. More charity, which is just lovely. I see Jill Tester, which says, I was so proud of our three children, Caitlin and Kian and Maeve, who are collectively donating €120 from their savings to the Simon Busk show on Friday night. And Simon got straight back to them saying, on behalf of the vulnerable men, women and children you are helping tonight, thank you and happy Christmas. To which Jill then got back and said, thank you for the acknowledgement, because it brings home that they really are actively making a difference. And the great thing about that message, and it's one that we can all start at home, is just talking about the charity and seeing it in action, donating a five or a tenner, or in your case, 120 between the three children's savings. It's pretty impressive, say the least. And if you could get any kind of contacts as a text for that poor nurse in London, we should all send a message to her for Christmas. Well, She was anonymous when she, she was anonymous. We have her details, but we certainly could ask her, would she like some messages from members of the public? And I'm sure we'd be more than happy to send them along to her. I'd be very grateful. Says another from Caroline McNamara in West Cork. Could you give a big thank you to two wonderful Gardaí that managed to save our lives? We were travelling up on Sunday at 7:30 a.m. Dublin to Cork to collect our daughter for Claire for Christmas. The car back tyre blew out. One of the busiest, dangerous parts of the motorway, where the N7 meets the M9. And their names are Frank, with two little boys, 7 and 10, and Derek, a proud dad, waiting for the arrival of his new baby in February. They're stationed in Naas Garda station, and Ireland could never manage without these servicemen. So please, would you please say that we are lucky to have people like Frank and Derek looking after the people of Ireland. That's from Caroline McNamara, who's a happy woman indeed. And John Sheehan, our friend, who was with us on Friday night in the Late Late Show, and of course of the Dubliners fame, lovely, as I said to you, the lovely gentleman, celestial being that he is, was on. He's going to do something very nice for the little boy who's doing Dubliners music and songs for his granny and his family. But he also was reminding me that there's a lovely special Dubliners concert on TG Cahir on Christmas night at 9:55. So that's a lovely thing to get stuck into at that point. Filmed in Christ Church Cathedral in 2012 to celebrate 50th anniversary of, and you have the Dublin Gospel Choir there, Declan O'Rourke, Sean Kane, Moira Branagh, and Neil Martin, among others. And over the years, the sound tapes for the show went missing and only came to light earlier this year. And hence the long delay in the broadcast. But on a poignant note, it was Barney's last Dublin concert, because sadly he died 2 months later. So historically, it's a special Dubliners milestone. So get that either recording or just watch it live. TG Cahir, 9:55 Christmas night. The wonderful John Sheehan and friends with the Dubliners. That sounds like a must view. I'll be home for Christmas, says Carl. Never sounded so sad. Thoughts with everybody not home and not with their dearest loved ones today. And that's the truth. Here's another one from Joss Watson. Wanted to say thanks to you and your wonderful team for all the great stuff you've gone through on your show during the year. I listened to you on the way to work on your AirPods. I'm a new listener, just joined this year. Good, welcome. I will continue to listen to you next year. Well, thank you. I did see you once, yes, standing in a queue waiting to board the Blue Pool Ferry in Glengariff this July. This was the ferry to Garnish, Ireland, one of my new favourite places. And we had a beautiful afternoon there. Anyway, Josh says, myself and my wife with our two boys spent a week in Bantry and Glengariff and think it's one of the most beautiful places on earth. I was lucky enough to grow up there, so I had the privilege of seeing the seals, catching mackerel and walking on Garnish Island in all of the wonderful seasons. I now live in Dublin, but my heart belongs to West Cork. So anyway, happy Christmas to you, Josh, and family, and thank you for that lovely memory of Garnish Island, which is lovely. They do a grand bottle of gin there too, by the way, just so you know. And as I mentioned, Glengariff, of course, home to Maureen O'Hara. We're going to speak about that wonderful legend of screen from beautiful Ireland. We'll talk about that after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of love, isn't there, for Maureen O'Hara still. Imagine that. Tyra Branagh bought two Maureen O'Hara dresses at auction a few years ago. What a lovely thing to have. Couldn't believe my luck. All the other lots, she says, fine jewels, etc., beyond my budget as a freelance actress. But one of the dresses is now my favourite Christmas Day outfits. What an outfit to wear on Christmas Day. Good on you and happy Christmas, Tyra. It's lovely to hear from you. Check out this with you guys. Maureen Fitzsimons, who became Maureen O'Hara, was not born in Ranelagh, but Milltown. Now, you'd have to have that out with the Ordnance Surveys, guys, because they'd be living on top of each other between Milltown and Ranelagh. I think Ranelagh, Milltown, you could decide yourselves. Let's not fall out, but it was in a house opposite Milltown Golf Club. She came into Roach's Pharmacy as a teenager in the 30s, picked up an application form for the Dawn Beauty Contest. She won that contest and the prize launched her career, I think. That's from Pat Sweeney, who I think is from Roaches, which is good. Maureen's daughter Bronwyn lived in Booterstown, Blackrock, Glenvar Park for years and passed from this life a few years ago. I often saw her around, and she and her mother Maureen attended Mass at Booterstown Church, says Jimmy. Yes, indeed. And I would have bumped into her son, Beau, when I was a very young fella, years and years and years and years ago. So I know that connection that you speak of. Speaking of haircuts and Maureen O'Hara, I was in Donerail Park, Mallow, County Cork, a few years ago. I met a lovely granddad in the playground. And we got talking and he told me about his daughter who was a hairdresser to Maureen O'Hara in West Cork. And he was so proud about that. This is Louise in Mallow in County Cork. Maureen won the Dawn Beauty competition. Yes, it had to be in the 1940s. My aunt Beatrice Dillon was unique in her time, worked as a salesperson for Irish Pharmaceuticals and was a judge in the competition. I remember her showing a photo of Maureen in the competition and she was stunning, says Liz. Well, there you go. Today, says Elaine, good morning Elaine, it reminds us it's December the 21st, it's the shortest day of the year, which is indeed the bleak midwinter. And it may feel all too bleak for some today, but from tomorrow, things will get brighter. Like the stretch in the evening, it'll be slow, but it'll come. I like the optimism. Happy Christmas to everyone and keep the faith. Or as the wonderful Joe Biden would say, don't just keep the faith, spread the faith. And there's sense in that. Well done. And thank you indeed for that.
Merry Christmas.
Tony, it's snowing. I love that. Nothing like a bit of cheese on a Monday morning. And that's Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Brendan Fricker, one of my favourite people. And I really mean that. Was on to us very kindly to say, what a fantastic way to calm oneself down when it's all getting to the point of a nervous breakdown. Stand still. Straighten up as straight as your back will go. I'm doing it now. Breathe in until it hurts. Well, I can't do that. Hold your breath for 10 seconds or for as long as you can. Breathe out slowly through your nose. And do this about 10 times or as often as you can. It really helps calm the body down. Don't drop those shoulders. Happy Christmas from Brenda. And by chance, and to my complete surprise, she adds, years ago, Maureen O'Hara honoured me with the Maureen O'Hara Award for acting. I treasure it more than any other award. I was so honoured. Brenda, happy Christmas to you. And I look forward to seeing you soon because you're one of my favourites. So wishing you well and sending you love through the airwaves, through the radio and out into your wonderful house. Will you remind people, says Dex, who can't get home from the UK, etc., like the nurse in London, that we most definitely will not be having the usual Christmas here. Yeah, in case you're wondering what class of FOMO you have, those of us, says the text, with elderly or vulnerable family members will not be able to spend time with them, even though we live in Ireland, because it is simply not worth putting them at risk. Many of us won't mix with less vulnerable relatives of friends either, because we don't want to spread the virus. There will be no meals out or trips to the pub with friends for us, as we're trying to stay safe and keep others safe. So talk for hours on the phone or Zoom with your family, as that's what we should all be doing. That is the kindest and most patriotic thing to do, says this text. We need to think of others, not ourselves. And that's the best Christmas present you can give. And lots in on all of these things we've been talking about today, but we have to go. And loads of people wanting to thank other people for doing a nice turn for others. I'm delighted to see that. As I always like to say, kindness is contagious and it's a good way to be. But we're going to leave it there for now. Stay tuned to Claire Byrne. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.